All right, hello and a pleasant good evening to you live from out BGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, once again for game number two of this best-of-three affair between Loophole and Sonoya. Sonoya took game number one in 25-25 over Loophole on the map of Othello. And game number two is Loophole's map of choice, and he goes with the old-fashioned Tau Cross. Loophole is in the Protoss, and he's brown in the top right corner of the map, while Sonoya, playing as Terran, is in the... Let's see, we call it a 530 position here on Tau Cross. So again, Terran versus Protoss. Again, I expect to not see a lot different out of these two players. The biggest difference, though, is I expect to see Loophole get a couple more upgrades. And I expect Loophole to be a little bit more aggressive in this particular game. But then again, Sonoya, though, shown that he has been pretty good at disrupting those different attacks, as he had a good flow of different vulture harasses. He had a good group of forces, and ultimately he was just able to get, as Bob Lyon just appropriately said in game, 3-3 Goliath tanks. Very hard for a Protoss player to stop, if not impossible. Game over. And then of course Loophole tried with his carriers in the first game and it just didn't do enough for him. So again, Loophole's doing a standard pile. It looks like probably you might see a faster expansion out of Loophole at this point, as that's usually a pretty common move PvT, I'd say. But you never know. Both players are now on the... I take that back. Loophole is on the scouting run. And Loophole is going to see Sonoya's location first, while Sonoya's not going to know right yet where Loophole is at. Standard build out of Loophole yet again, though. Gateway Assimilator, so I take that back. Again, Loophole's playing standard. Then again, he's a standard Protoss player, so does that surprise anybody? No. And again, looks like Sonoya's going to same type of build as well. Barracks Refinery. Barracks Refinery Assimilator. There you go. So again, macro versus macro. That's precisely what's going to happen. Basically, Cybernetics Core is underway, is completed at this point. So you're going to see Goon, very, very standard. Factories underway for Sonoya. Very standard Protoss versus Terran. Wish I could describe this with a little more enthusiasm, but standard is as standard does. So there you go. Two Marines back in the main base of Sonoya are now trying to pick off the scouting probe of Mr. Loophole. Well, the scouting SCV managed a kill of a probe of Loophole's, and the Dragoon should finish that off in one lickety-split of a fire of that beautiful Dragoon weapon. It says just sitting there waiting. Okay. Range is being upgraded as well for Loophole. I don't understand that, but... Okie doke! Another pylon's going up, so one gate goon right now. Here's the second gate. Alright, that's a little better. Gotta be a little more standard than that. So interestingly enough, Sonoya plays it pretty close to the vest early on, as most Terran players do, except he's built more Marines against a Protoss player than I'm used to seeing, but it's actually not a bad idea, as what that's going to do is give him a little bit of extra protection against an earlier Zealot Rush, or even against a couple of Dragoons, which, of course, Sonoya does now know about. And then again, too, these Marines are just there to kind of delay his opponent until he gets his first tank out with Siege Mode. So it's a pretty effective little strategy out of Sonoya. Looks like Sonoya's going to try to do another one of his initial pushes here with that same group of seven Marines, one tank, and of course an SCV for good measure. They run into the two Dragoons, which focus fire on the tank, but the two Dragoons are back in retreat. Here comes that Vulture. There it is again, seven Marines, one tank, and one Vulture with that SCV joining the party for the fun. Looks like Sonoya's got himself his AI initial rush set down. Not surprisingly, though, Tsunoya wisely is expanding as well to his natural at the 6 o'clock position. So it looks like from the little bit I know of Tsunoya now, you can count on an early push of those Marines, that Vulture, and that tank with that SCV for good measure. Let's see, Loophole has 5 Dragoons, though, in defense here, and they should be able to do a little bit against this. But really, the Marines were pretty effective there, taking out 2 Dragoons, but the final 3 Dragoons are going to take out the tank, take out the Marine, and the poor SCV that was along for the ride bites the bullet as well. Mine goes off and doesn't kill anything, but damages the 1 Dragoon in the process. And of course, Loophole, knowing that his opponent is also expanding, apparently, is expanding himself to even that base total up at 2 apiece. Second factory is going up, as well as an engineering base. I wonder if you'll see a couple of turrets up a little bit earlier from Tsunoya, perhaps fearing that Loophole might try that infamous Dark Templar group again. But this time, though, not surprisingly, Loophole decides to take a little different route, goes robotics first. So you might see Reva. 5 Dragoons and a pylon, right. Hey, how about a probe? Yeah, there we go. Same letter. Join a couple more Dragoons are joining the party. 7 Dragoons are right there at the choke point of Loophole's. Tsunoya is doing a pretty good job establishing his 6 o'clock position, though, too. This could, again, it's going to come down to who uses their units wiser and who out macros the other. Again, a good drop or two, though, can make a difference. Expansion of the natural is completed at this point. And a third factory is going up for Mr. Tsunoya. Loophole, naturally in time, has himself a third gateway underway as well. Seems to me, though, from the little bit I've watched of Tsunoya, he's got a very, very, very standard style of play that he sticks to, which is a good way to play StarCraft. As you know, if you can find a standard way that plays that can work in a lot of different situations, so be it. And of course, he can adjust this strategy quite a bit as well. But he seems like that initial push is just intended to just kind of gauge what his opponent has at this point. And usually, against an unsuspecting opponent, it could do a heck of a lot of damage if that tank has siege mode at any point. So it's interesting to see, though, that what Tsunoya's going to do is if he's going to change it up, but he shouldn't. Armory's up, upgrading as we speak as well. Tsunoya did an excellent job of that in the first game, getting to 3-3. And it looks like they have a box facility just for the observer, so Loophole won't get picked off by as many mines. Something I've been guilty of myself the last few times, sadly enough. And Tsunoya wisely now sends his group of Vultures up towards the 2 other expansions located, well, where the third main player would be if there was a third player, in the top left corner of the map. Tsunoya also has 1 mine placed right in the center, right where most people would put their Nexus to expand. What an annoyance, but then again, that's a good way to scout. So just to give you kind of an update of what is going on, Tsunoya has himself his natural pretty well fortified with a group of 5 tanks staggered pretty nicely with 4 or 5 Vultures and a missile turret guarding his 1 expansion at the 6 o'clock spot. His factory count right now is up at 5. In the meanwhile, Loophole, though, not being outdone, has himself 6 gateways, is producing a bunch of Zealots. I'm going to expect speed is coming soon. Loophole, first off, though, is picking up, He's doing a little bit of mind clearing, though, right in the middle. As that's what good dragoons do, they mind clear for the rest of the Protoss attack force. So really, you get yourself standard 2-base Protoss, standard 2-base Terran. Looks like Loophole is on the, well, on an exploration run here. He's got himself a group of 2 Foss 7-9 Dragoons, and they're running into a force of Sonoyas. Let's see, that would be 4-6 Vultures. Those Dragoons wisely just sit there and wait for an observer to come in to kind of fix those 3 mines that are designing a beautiful triangle, I might add. Here comes the observer, and the 3 mines are eliminated. 2 more mines are now built where the Protoss player would expand immediately to the left of his main base. Those Dragoons now pick off a couple Vultures, killing 3 of them in the process, leaving 3 more to lay their mines of doom. But the problem is, with an observer, those mines are not going to do a lot of good. So Sonoyas is continuing to fly around to see if Loophole has expanded to a third spot, because most standard Terran players, or most standard Protoss players, if they see that their opponent has expanded a third time, well, guess what? You gotta make sure that you've expanded that as well. And that plus one attack upgrade is now complete for Mr. Sonoya. It looked like Loophole was trying to expand to that expansion to the 3 o'clock spot, but that probe bit the dust by the single vulture that was there. So now Loophole could send down another probe if he wanted to expand to that 3 o'clock position. Loophole looks like he's playing a little bit smarter this game than he did in the first game. 7 gates back at his main base. 6 factories back in the main of Sonoya. Sonoya is now pushing out yet again. He's got himself, I think, not surprisingly, let's see, 5, 7, 9 tanks. Good group of mines and a control group of 3, 6, 9. Yep, that is a complete control group of 12 vultures just immediately to the north of those siege tanks. Sonoya is now starting to branch out a little bit and also expanding himself to the second natural for the standard player here on the bottom left, located about the 8 o'clock position here on the map of Tau Cross. So both players are now right at this point establishing, guess what, a third base. Again, I wish I could tell you that this was going to be, you know, a game filled with some crazy maneuvers, but you're still looking at another standard Protoss versus Terran game between these two. Well, here's a little interesting move. A dropship now. Looks like, I think, 4 vultures were loaded. And actually, this would be pretty effective if that dropship goes right to the main of Loophole. No cannons are guarding yet again. I think it's just kind of a mistake. Oh, there we go. I take that back. He does have 2 forges there, and he is upgrading. So that's a good sign for Loophole. I apologize. Those 2 forges were at the natural expansion of Loophole's. Loophole this time is building a couple more cannons at his second natural. That dropship's just sitting there, though. Perhaps waiting for another time. Ah, good group of lots looked like they were going to try to sneak around the outer bridge going towards second expansion of Sonoya. Sonoya canceled it, interestingly enough. Interesting. So I have to say, though, despite the fact that Sonoya looks like he's doing pretty much the same exact thing he did in the first game, and Loophole is doing the same exact thing as he did in the first game, Loophole is playing a little bit smarter this time. He's upgrading. He's got himself, again, another base. Let's see if he's got to get some probes down there to start making use of it. But it's just a tricky spot again for this Protoss player in Loophole, because he's letting Sonoya just completely mass to death. And a drop of his own would be pretty effective if he could get one in, but I don't know. Loophole is one of those standard macro players that's just going to like to force his way through. Interestingly enough, though, here we go. Here's first a little bit of an exciting move. Sonoya decides to cliff the natural of Loophole, forcing those probes back away. Excellent maneuvers. Loophole has no shuttlecraft to defend against this. But the thing is, the Loophole is just going to send them probes to the 3 o'clock expansion. So what does Sonoya do? He scans, and now here comes the gigantic Terran mass en route to that 3 o'clock expansion. So Sonoya just another little subtle ploy out of him. Disrupts the expansion of Loophole. And now as Loophole finally is going to be able to take care of those tanks, here comes that massive force of the 3 o'clock expansion. Just smart play again out of Sonoya. And Loophole's got a large number of his forces just sitting way on the other side, too. This looks bad yet again for Loophole. Looks like he's going to try to send those zealots around. Let's see if they're going to... It's going to be pretty hard for those zealots to do much, though. Sonoya sends in the vultures, and those vultures are going to get picked off by the dragoons, but still. This is a large force of units again. Let's see if Loophole can try to prevent himself, do some damage control here. All those zealots just vaporized almost instantly. Third base of Loophole is gone. So it'll be interesting to see if what Loophole has in store here is now Loophole is now a base behind and has a large Terran force coming his way. Loophole does have his forces positioned though to flank against Mr. Sonoya, but will it be enough? Zero upgrades again out of Loophole though, despite the fact that he had one upgrading. One is still upgrading. Well, those tanks, those vultures are all at 1-1. Nice storm kills off a couple of those tanks. Let's see if he can get off another storm. Ah, there we go. Let's see. It does a little bit of damage. Another storm is going to do more to the tanks. And Loophole is going to repel this initial attack force. Well, at least he should. There's only 5 tanks left. And a bunch of zealots and a couple of dragoons. There we go. Yep, there it goes. So that was pretty good for Loophole, even though he lost a base, though, and he's in deep trouble economically, he was able to at least survive. Oh, Loophole does have himself now another expansion established at the 12 o'clock position here on Tau Cross. Here come lots of zealots out of Mr. Loophole as he has himself 6, 7, 9 gates. Let's take a look at the factory count for Mr. Sonoya. He's up to 7 factories. But Sonoya, in the meanwhile, though, is also expanding another time, so it's 4 base versus 3 at this point. Protoss player with the disadvantage at this point. And the one upgrade from the Protoss player in Loophole was an armor upgrade this time, so he's got 1 armor. Well, the Terran is at 2 attack, 1 armor at this point. In comes Sonoya with a group of vultures into the 12 o'clock expansion here of Loophole. He's got a couple cannons there guarding, but those 2 cannons are gonna, well, finish off the entire group with 6 vultures. Well, all except for 1. And just for the record, that 1 vulture had a mere 4 hit points, so... Should've died. And Sonoya is back on the move yet again. Another massive group of tanks, few vultures for good measure, and naturally one single Goliath. Gotta wonder how much Loophole is going to be able to produce, considering the fact that he had lost that third base. Loophole does a pretty nice job killing off a bunch of tanks with his nice zealot dropping. Let's see here. But it's going to be pretty tough for Loophole to defend himself against this attack here. So it looks like Sonoya is going to do it again. It looks like Sonoya is going to take this series in two games. So that would mean that Loophole would have gone 0-4 against Sonoya in this tournament. Loophole is doing his best job that he can, just massing out what he can. 6-10 goons, couple High Templar, and a few Zealots are loaded in a shuttlecraft, ready to do some damage. Couple Dragoons, though, bite the dust, though, as they try to move out, and the tanks are just in too good of a spot. Eight factories done, two more coming. Sonoya's got this game pretty much won. It was very well put. He out macroed the Protoss macro player. So that's about the best way you can describe this. So Sonoya's gonna take some momentum into the semifinals here, going 2-0 against Loophole. And Sonoya's gonna wait the either the winner or the loser of the Super Killer Lousy Dot Cheesy match, depending on the seeding, he will either play the winner or the loser of that particular series. Loophole's natural expansion's gone. This ball game is over, folks. This series is over. And all that can be done left is the crying in the beer, which is likely to be happening from Loophole at any moment, with a surrender of G. So really, picture perfect play from the Terran, just sitting back, waiting to mass to 3-3 yet again and plow away. Although a nice move there with a couple of Dark Templar annihilate a good group of probably 6-7 tanks, but only problem is that only leaves about 14 other ones in the process. A bunch more still probably being produced as we speak. Another nice drop of a couple more Dark Templar, though. Killing 6-7 tanks right there. And that attack has somehow been called. Wow. So Loophole pulled off a pretty nice little maneuver there. Used the Dark Templars, dropped them right in the middle of the tank line, and then basically the tanks just bit the dust because there was no detection quick enough from Sonoya to be able to protect them. Nice little move. But honestly, that's about all you can say for it. It's going to be a nice little move, but that nice little move's not going to do enough for Loophole to salvage this game. There it is, the GG from Loophole, concluding his tournament and giving Sonoya the 2-0 victory to move him on to the semifinal. Sonoya takes this game number 2 on the map of Tau Cross. In 26 minutes and 19 seconds, your score is Sonoya 153,753, with a Loophole score of 109,742. Very, 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 very impressive out of Sonoya. He produced 364 units versus Loophole only producing 216 in this particular game. So it really, it was just a matter of the Terran player out-macroing the Protoss player, and that's all you can ask for. Sonoya takes it, and Loophole, nothing to be ashamed of, though. It was a good tournament for him. Probably a little bit disappointed about his finish, but he got beat by a player who was able to just simply out-macro him in these two games. So Sonoya now is going to await either is going to be taking on he's going to be taking on Lousy.Cheesy or Super Killer in the semifinals. And we will soon enough know who that will be in the coming minutes. So, for the rest of Blizzard Gaming Night, I am Space Dominator, signing out. But before I leave, I'm reminding you that Sonoya took this series 2-0 to advance to the semi-